There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but this evening we've been, well, we've been on a couple of topics here, including the e-cigarette, the rise in the use of e-cigarettes amongst teenagers. So cigarettes, regular cigarettes, tobacco use, alcohol use, marijuana use, all of these things have been diminishing, but e-cigarette use has been increasing. And I think this is fascinating. And we were actually talking, you had a USA, Johnson, you had a USA Today poll that said that almost 80% of e-cigarette users, if e-cigarettes were made illegal, wouldn't go back to cigarettes, but instead they would go to the black market to get their e-cigarette needs filled.
Right, and that's with the option of going back to regular cigarettes. Only 14% of people who, out of the 10,000 who answered this poll said that they would go back to regular cigarettes if black market was, if the black market was an option. So they'd be willing to risk arrest, jail, fines, you know, those types of things, getting bunk product, possibly dying. Instead of going back to regular cigarettes, they'd rather they like their e-cigarettes that much.
The black market's an amazing thing, and here's a story from KFOR.com, that's News Channel 4. Oklahoma and Nebraska are suing Colorado over the legalization of marijuana.
How dare you? How does that work?
How dare you Coloradans act like you can smoke combusted plant material if you want to?
Right.
Oklahoma City, not looking so pretty here. After legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, this, by the way, has nothing to do with the location known as Oklahoma City. This is just news coming out of the geopolitical area known as Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where we won't allow any smoke on the plane.
The politicians that claim to represent the fine folks of Oklahoma. I don't believe they represent them at all. But nonetheless, it says, after legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, Colorado is at the heart of a lawsuit. The Denver Post is reporting that Nebraska and Oklahoma have filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court asking the justices to strike down Colorado's legalization law.
I can tell you, they wouldn't have been filing that lawsuit if people were smoking corn.
Because it'd be good for their economy?
That's right.
The Colorado Attorney General's office says that the lawsuit alleges that Colorado's Amendment 64 and its implementation of legislation regarding marijuana is unconstitutional under the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I think this is interesting because if you think about alcohol prohibition, they had to make an amendment to the Constitution to make it illegal, or at least that's what they chose to do, and then they made an amendment to the Constitution to make it legal again.
Well, did they make another amendment, or did they just repeal that amendment?
No, they made another one, and repealing it.
Right.
So tell me exactly how they can, the federal government can just pass laws without amending the Constitution to make cannabis illegal. How can they do it? If you have to pass an amendment to make alcohol illegal, how can you just do it with cannabis?
I don't know.
Supremacy clause, my big toe. This has nothing to do with except bad constitutional law and the progression of the growth of the state in Washington, D.C.
Right.
That's what it's about. So, because neighboring states have expressed concern about Colorado-grown marijuana coming into their states, we are not entirely surprised by this action, says Colorado Attorney General John Suthers. That's just how he sounds, too, by the way. I'm just trying to make voices so it sounds like I'm talking about different things. However, it appears the plaintiff's primary grievance stems from the non-enforcement of federal laws regarding marijuana as opposed to choices made by the voters of Colorado. We believe this suit is without merit, and we will vigorously defend it against it in the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, I say the bully on John here for saying that he's going to, you know, uphold the law, because too many people who are, you know, in the bureaucracy, they're not willing to do that.
Right.
So at the very least, he's standing up for law as opposed to standing up for what benefits the, you know, the people in the criminal justice system, because cops, prosecutors, these folks benefit a great deal. Prison guards, these are many of the lobbies that try to keep marijuana illegal.
Right, because that's their jobs.
All right, I'm going to come up.
Their livelihoods are on the line.
I've got to come up with an even worse accent for Attorney General Scott Pruitt issued from the Oklahoma, their statement. Fundamentally, Oklahoma states surrounding the Oklahoma and states surrounding Colorado are being impacted by Colorado's decision to legalize and promote the commercialization of marijuana, which has injured Oklahoma's ability to enforce our state's policies against marijuana. You know, apparently they're not busy enough killing more inmates than any other state around. Federal law classifies marijuana as an illegal drug. The health and safety and risks posed by marijuana. What about the health and safety risks by the stink incarceration?
We're playing the if politicians sounded like their whiny actual constitutions game.
Especially to children and teens. Hold on. We just read an article, Scott, that says that if you legalize marijuana, teen drug use goes down. Will you not look at the facts, you stinking statist? I will not look at the facts. We're talking about what Oklahomans want. Well, not all the Oklahomans, only the ones I choose to represent.
I mean, I know how the politicians would act. You know, it's like, you tell the facts to those parents whose children have started to pick up this nasty habit. You know, it's just like ridiculous.
When
you know?
Jeb Bush's daughter got busted for smoking crack, they asked the news media to leave the family alone.
Right, of course they did.
To deal with this family matter.
Right.
When your kid gets busted with crack, they go to jail. Your family matter is trying to get through their stinking prison guards to get into to see your kid.
Right.
Their family matter.
Yeah.
Those that rule stink. They do not. There's no such thing as a rule of law in this country.
Mm.
Those people out there that. I used to be one of them. You talk about the rule of law and order and how this is necessary are deluded. Sadly, you've taken the blue pill, and you need to spit that thing back up, because the politicians, they don't follow the laws. Police officers, they can roll through stop signs. I think police officers get the law enforced on them more than politicians
yeah.
do. But
not much more.
But those that enforce the law and make the law, they don't have it enforced against them. So rule of law is just for us peasants. Let's go to Dave calling in from Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there, how you guys doing tonight?
Absolutely right. Capital, sir.
I am very, very angry, and I got some things I want to chat about.
No.
What are you angry about?
All right. There are a lot of people on Craigslist calling me a whole bunch of names, saying I'm a lead, which I am not, because I have worked very, very hard to get to where I am today, right now, in life. I have had many, many jobs since the 1990s, and I worked very damn hard to get to where I am today. When I used to work back in the 90s, and I was working, I was pissed off myself that other people weren't working, and they were, like, you know, getting money from all these other groups or whatever, and that when I was working, I was pretty pissed off myself that they weren't working. That you know, I was like, oh, well, why should I work when they aren't? But now it's kind of reversed or whatever, because I worked very, very hard in life to get to where I am today.
Well, I want to make sure that I have something clear. So I think I've got the list down. The list, I believe, is that, you know, and I know these people on Craigslist are saying these things, but if I've got it correct, right, you are not a leech, you're not a pedophile, and you're not a bum. Is that
right?
Is
correct.
That the whole list?
Okay.
Correct.
So now why would they call you a leech, Dave?
I don't know, because they're morons. They're idiots, you know. I would.
Well, did they just pull that stuff out of the air? People don't call me a leech. I just don't know why they're calling you a leech.
Because they think that I'm not working. They think that, you know, I get money off the system or whatever, blah, 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 whatever, you know.
Okay.
When I used to work back in the 1990s.
So you don't work now?
And I do volunteer work right now.
So where are you getting money from?
Volunteer work is free.
Where do you get money from?
Where do you get your money from? is what he
asked. Doesn't matter. But anyway, when I was working back in the 1990s, you know, when I was, like, working and other people weren't working, I was like, telling myself, oh, why should I work when these people aren't? But now that I have, you know, put myself in this situation where I have worked many, many years. So
I'm glad you're working very hard, Dave. I really do appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Have you asked them to say it to your face?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Are you interested in the future of Bitcoin and the peer-to-peer economy? You can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March the 28th and 29th of 2015. We'll be there, including speakers and exhibitions, and of course a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as the fact that they're hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. That last year, that was an amazing thing.
I just like how the first time you said that, you said seconds.
Second?
The second annual. I've never heard that word before.
It's that Bitcoin hackathon was an amazing thing. They gave away $1 million to, I guess they split it between four projects and gave them each $250,000. And it really did some amazing work in the world.
Okay, so here's my challenge. make an inexpensive Bitcoin ATM that works, because I've been working with a Bitcoin ATM recently that's just terrible, and we need more. We need easier things that work out there.
Go get registered, TexasBitcoinConference.com. You use coupon code FTL. You'll get a $25 discount off the $150 admission price. That's $125, which of course is very affordable for these kind of conferences. You're not going to get a two-day event for $125 anywhere. But not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference also donates $25 to Sean's Outpost for every ticket that you purchase using our code. So you're getting an amazing price to a great event, a two-day event, and you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live was there last year, and we had a great time, and we're excited to be part of it again 2015. Head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets and be part of the future. Use coupon code FTL. Let's go to Valerie calling in from St. George. Valerie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You know, I listen to you guys a lot, and I have to say I really appreciate most of your opinions and, you know, about freedom and the Constitution and about policemen, and I agree, but I just can't make that leap with you when it comes to, you know, marijuana or cocaine or any other drug. And I'm not calling at all to be confrontational. I'm
sure.
Genuinely.
It's tough,
you know.
Now, it's a tough issue, right? Like, you know, now for most people will say, I can see marijuana, but cocaine and heroin, I can't see. But here's what I would say to you, Valerie, is that you know that alcohol is a pretty dangerous drug with lots of devastating effects on society.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you recommend making it illegal?
I don't even know. That's where I don't even have. I just grew up a certain way, and you
know, Mormon,
and
probably.
Yes, I am.
And you're in Utah, and you're against drugs. Chances are good. you probably have never even touched caffeine, which God bless you.
Oh, stop it. Yes,
no, you have?
Oh, heavens, yes. I drink Diet Pepsi every day.
Okay. That's so caffeine is a drug, right?
Yes, it is.
You're probably dependent on it.
Yes, I am.
And life's okay drinking Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke. I can't remember which one you said.
I would feel better if I didn't, so.
Yep. So you have a certain amount of guilt surrounding your use of drugs?
I don't have any guilt. No.
No?
I just don't feel, no.
Okay. I'm listening.
No, not that.
Okay. So I guess what I have to say is that I understand that drugs.
Wait, because you said you would prefer that you didn't do it, and didn't you say that? So maybe guilt's not the right word, but
headache if I don't.
You're
full on dependent.
You're dependent, but did you say you wished you were not dependent? You said you wished you were not dependent, correct? So maybe guilt's not the right word, but regret would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Regret.
Okay,
regret.
Yeah. So, you know. I get where you're coming from. You don't want people to make the mistakes that you've made. I have done far worse drugs than your little caffeine dependency. But, you know, it's all drugs, and it's all relevant to our lives. The thing is we can't stop humans from doing mind-altering substances, and that the war on these things is worse than
way worse
than the usage of them.
Okay, so that's your point. Is that and I'm trying to get educated right here.
Yes,
so that, is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Your point then? Is the war on it is actually worse than the people using it?
That's how I feel about it, and I'm mostly a teetotaler. I don't even really drink, you know, so...
You smoke cigarettes when you get a chance,
occasionally. I've been on and off over the years, it's pretty infrequent. It's not like I'm a pack-a-day smoker.
No, you're not.
You know, I'm very infrequent. You know, occasionally I'll have a cigarette, but that's... You know, it's one of those things where I could quit, you know, like if I really didn't want to do it, I'd just not do it. It's just like Diet Pepsi to me, you know, it's like, you know, I think, in fact, I'm more addicted to Dr. Pepper, like far more addicted to soda.
Brutal.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. So Valerie,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, that really is the point, is that the war on drugs and the consequences societally to prohibiting a particular substance is worse than the substance's effects generally. We have marijuana legalization in Colorado, California, basically in California. Several states are coming on board. Washington, of course, already has it. And, you know, those places aren't crumbling down around, folks. Things are going on. Life's going on. I'm not saying it's good. I wish people didn't use these things.
That helps me. Okay, really, really helps me. So you're not an advocate for it. Since we have it, okay, now I see more where you're coming from.
Now, Ian, if he was on the show tonight, he advocates for this stuff. I don't. I had a great deal of negative consequences in my life due to drugs, and I don't advocate for them. And it probably had a lot to do with the war on drugs, too, but I just can't let go and say, oh, yeah, I hope my six-year-old son really grows up to be a heroin addict. No, that's not going to happen for me. But, Valerie, I do thank you for the call so much. I don't know. I'm certain Ian wouldn't say that either, but he likes his trippy drugs out there. He thinks those things somehow make his life better. He saw God one time or something. I don't know.
You know, I can say that I've got kind of a unique perspective in this, and that I've smoked. I almost got up to be a pack a day smoker at one point, a long time ago in college.
Then you're riding the dragon, my friend.
Yeah. Well, what happened is I quit. I actually quit smoking for several years. I want to say like 6-7 years. I just completely quit smoking, and then I went back to very, very occasionally smoking. I enjoy it. But I will say also during that time, right around when I quit smoking, I quit soda. I quit actually the entire flavor of sweet out of my diet for a particular period of time.
Wow.
I took the flavor of sweet out. And I gotta say, much harder. Sugar, much, much harder to keep off of.
Brian in Oklahoma. Oops, almost dropped him too. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree. Sugar is a powerful habit to break. Into that last call.
Sugar? Is that what you said, sugar?
Yeah, sugar. Yeah, there's a lot of sugar addicts around, you know, and that last caller was talking about drugs, you know, like he's trying to get off caffeine and stuff, you know. There's drugs in the food, like MSG. They call it a flavor enhancer, but what it does is it kind of mind, you know, screws your brain. So,
Ian loves his MSJ. He keeps it as a seasoning in the cabinet.
He's got some extra. My wife will freak the F out over MSG. I'm going to hold on to you and see if you have anything else on this one, Brian. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's been a drug conversation tonight on Free Talk Live. It all started...
On Free Talk Live? Never!
No. It all started with this the study that says that teen drug use, specifically marijuana, but drug use generally, is down. So in the face of marijuana legalization, marijuana use is going down amongst teens. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we're going to pick a group, probably besides tweens and pre-tweens, that we don't want using marijuana, teens are the ones, right? I don't know too many. Really, is there a problem with people under the age of 13 using marijuana? Maybe there is. It certainly would be a problem if it was happening in my house. Anyway, that study says that marijuana use down.
That is about the right age, though. I mean, I think like right around that age is when I first tried it, like 14.
14? Yeah. It was 15 14, for me.
16, yeah.
So alcohol use, marijuana use, drug use, cigarette use, all down. E-cigarette use up. It's very interesting. Let's go to, well, before we do that, I want to tell you about an event I'm going to at the end of February. I had just told you I'm going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin at on March the 28th and 29th, so the end of March. But the end of February, I am going to Acapulco. You know, it's really tough being here in the winter and then running off to Acapulco and warmer climes, but you can come with me. Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante is billing Acapulco as the new Liberty destination, and I want to see for myself. I figure the Acapulco event is a perfect time to go take a look around. Speakers include, of course, Berwick and Angel Clark, who recently moved down there, but also Objectivist Girl, Roger Ver, known as Bitcoin Jesus, Cody Wilson, the creator of the Liberator online printable gun, Nima V, who's a Liberty rap artist, Luke Rudkowski, he's a journalist and gets a lot of really great stuff, Dana Martin, unschooling expert, Ernie Hancock, the creator of Freedom's Phoenix, and many more. And what more reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? Well, I'll give you a great reason, because tickets are incredibly low. It's less than $100 if you register by Christmas. Hotels, great prices that time of year. There are also workshops all week, but the action really heats up on the weekend. It's February the 27th through March the 1st. That's the real event, but there are workshops throughout the week. And I'd love that they have an unschooling workshop there that I'm interested in going to, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it as far as the ticketing and the airline ticketing and that sort of thing. But go take a look at the schedule and see what works for you. It's anarchopolco.com. It's the new Liberty destination. I'm going to say it real slow so you know how to type it in. And you can Google search it. Anarchopolco.com. Please,
okay,
come out and join me.
They're going to get a slight amount of extra time because I have to ask, how are you going to this? Specifically you. How are you attending this event?
Combustion engines attached to a airfoil.
Right. And how are you managing that? Because doesn't this mean that you would have to leave the country?
I can leave the country. Oh. I just can't go to Canada.
Really? Specifically Canada?
Canada says I can't come because I'm a convicted felon. But I can pay lots of money to get some kind of changeover. And I think
Mexico's just like, hey, it's all right, man.
What do they care?
Yeah, okay.
They want me to come spend money. Why?
Really?
Wouldn't they?
I had no idea. Interesting.
I think that after 10 years, Canada gives up on this. I'm not entirely sure how it all works.
I thought it had
works.
To do with like just specifically like our rules or something.
No, it's Canada.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. Brian, we were talking at Oklahoma City. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we were talking about MSG and how it's a drug, and it's admitted
it's chemical.
No nutritional value. There's no calories. There's no nutrition at all.
Nope.
Basically, what it does is it tricks your brain into thinking things that taste horrible taste good.
That's why they say you can't eat just one, right? Because they got MSG sprinkled on it.
Well, we have a feedback mechanism, you know, over evolution, you know, millions of years or whatever, that, you know, helps us if something tastes good, that it's nutritional, you know, but this tricks your brain.
As far as macronutrients go, I would say that that's true, this evolutionary trick, because it was difficult to get things that were sweet and, you know, those sorts of things. But right now, our brains are terrible at figuring out what's nutritional.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're being bombarded by, you know, these drugs that are hidden in the food that, you know, make you more hungry, so you'll buy more of their products, which are not nutritious, which will make you eat more of it, and it's just this endless cycle of, you know, overweight people just being confused of why they got that way.
You know, Americans are actually getting thinner. Starting, I think it's this year. There was a little tick down in the spread of Americans' waistlines. You believe that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on where you live. I mean, in California, you know, the health food stores are very popular and they're crowded. I live in Oklahoma. I can, you know, it's a little bit different over here.
I'm just saying, do you think that Oklahomans are bigger than they were 2 years ago? We're not talking about a general trend. I think that in a general trend, Americans are still fatter than they were 2 decades ago. But this is just talking about the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it doesn't really seem to change at all around here.
And just because they've gotten thinner for slightly thinner over the course of 2 years doesn't mean that they're going to continue to get thinner either. I mean, this is just the stats as they exist currently.
Yeah, the prices are rising in these health stores. I mean, it's like I could barely afford to eat this eating healthy, you know?
Gas is going down. You can drive that little extra distance to get to the health food store. Brian, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave calling in from Birmingham. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I have been in the battle trenches on this war on drugs since 1985.
Thank you for your service.
And to be honest with you, I mean, I quit doing drugs, say 10 years ago and went back to school and got a certificate but I'm still an advocate for cannabis.
What do you advocate about it?
I wish that we would have spent the last four decades researching its potential rather than classifying it as no use. I mean, that there's children being saved from terrible conditions right now with cannabis. There's even countries, business models, and models of countries that have legalized drugs. Holland, for instance, you know, they have legalized drugs and are educating and we know it works. The war on drugs does not work. It's not worked. Never has. It's a better way of doing it.
It's a huge failure, and I would agree with you that I think that marijuana is probably, if they have the opportunity to really research it, the source of a lot of drugs that will help a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And I think that the biggest hope for it currently is this pain relief and doing away with opiates. The few times that I've had to go to a doctor for some injury or something, they want to give me a script for some opiate. I'm not touching that stuff.
Absolutely.
No way. My life is more valuable to me than a little bit of pain over whatever it is. I've taken one time, and it was very effective for the incredible amount of pain I had. But what it let me know is I should not be responsible in administering myself this drug.
Right.
Right, right. And the pharmaceutical companies over these last 40, 50 years have controlled our government with money, with lobbyists, and controlled the FDA. And they've
hold a second, Dave.
Public.
Are you suggesting that people can use money to buy politicians favors?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
That our republic doesn't work.
The reason they don't want to decriminalize marijuana and drugs is because these big police stations, these big fancy police stations, were built on drug money. Whether it came from prosecuting or seizing, these buildings were built on drug money.
Yep, it was. I can't remember what the statistics are, but it was the vast majority of the arrests were marijuana versus the other drugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's marijuana is the problem. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Can you think of a good way for marijuana to be legal?
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Keeping the phone lines warm for you. You know, a lot of people worry. You know, they're upset that people on the radio aren't talking about the things they want them to talk about. Sometimes we'll even get emails. Or people will call in and say they'll be angry that we're not talking about the issue that they want to talk about because that issue they want to talk about is important. I wouldn't argue that the issue they want to talk about is important. But really? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and bring up that issue, whatever it is, whatever issue you're outraged that America is not talking about. And we're on dozens of radio stations, so, you know, you'll get your message out. Speaking of the people listening on dozens of radio stations, I have a message for you. There are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, and irresistible berries available to you at Cherry's Berries. That's berries.com. Starting at just $19.99, it's over a 40% savings. Or you can double the berries, and I highly recommend doubling the berries for just $10 more. You just need to use our code. It's FTL. You go to berries.com, berries.com. And you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and you enter in FTL. And you'll get this great deal, because these are, I hate to be superlative, but I think these are the best-tasting things I've ever eaten. They're so good. I mean, obviously, it's difficult to compare it to, say, a nice steak. But man, oh man, these Sherry's beers are good.
I bet those would pair well with a nice steak, actually.
For dessert, it certainly would. So Christmas is coming next week. This is a great opportunity to get for, I don't know, mom, dad, husband, wife, aunts, uncles, you know, the wealthy ones that are going to leave you money. This is what you want to give them. $19.99 for Sherry's Berries, or $10 more to double it. I recommend that. Berries.com, microphone in the upper right-hand corner, coupon code FTL. Or you can call them at 866-FRUIT-02. It's 866-FRUIT-02 or berries.com.
You remember that, Jimmy? He had those wonderful berries. Let's leave him the house.
Well, you can't deny that positive feelings make people feel more generous. You know, if you've got, say, a brother or sister that you don't like that much, now's an opportunity to really get a leg up on over them when it comes to the inheritance thing. Let's go to Laura calling in from, I believe, Kentucky. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, three things. The addiction I have worse is sugar and usually chocolate with nuts. And
yeah, you know, chocolate has been shown to actually, people that consume chocolate on a regular basis, a little thinner than those that don't.
Yeah, I'm skinny, but I still eat a lot of it. But
okay.
Anyway, and also, I was so surprised when I first met some Amish that the young people were drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that is interesting. Now, yeah. I come from a place, Sarasota, Florida. They have a little community called Pinecraft. And this is the Amish resort. The Amish and the Mennonite come from all over the East down to Sarasota, Florida, to hang out with the other Amish and Mennonites who are down there. And they rollerblade. You know, it's really funny to see a young gal with a bonnet and a plain dress on rollerblades. But they sure do it. So I guess I'm not too surprised.
No, I was because this was just the young folks, and then the one that worked at the grocery store. I couldn't believe it. They ran across the street to the filling station, and I just keep shaking my head. I can't believe it, you know. But another thing, I was in the local paper. Kentucky's allowing a little bit of hemp projects, and of course, it's all about the money. And I read today that you have to furnish the global positioning coordinates for the property. Of course, you got to probably pay a fee, and you got to have a background check and all this good junk. It's all about the money.
Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder what they would do if they found a hemp farm as opposed to a marijuana farm. I mean, obviously the reason people grow marijuana is it's far more lucrative. Yeah. Hemp, it's not worth it to grow illegally, and people would do it. But I just wonder, you know, there's somebody out there. There's some cantankerous cuss in Kentucky that's, I'm not telling the government about my hemp farm. And I just wonder, you know, what would they do in that circumstance? Are they really going to roll the bear cat in?
I don't know. They use airplanes and helicopters to fly over the property.
Yeah.
Out there in the summertime. But anyway, I mean,
I thought it was just the black ones after me.
I've never messed with it, but I think people have the right to do all this, especially with hemp. I mean, because my house in Lowell that we moved from, it was like two blocks from Farmington, and that was one. I found out that was one of the biggest hemp farms around there.
Yeah, hemp's an amazing product that can really do some incredible things.
Yeah, I've got it.
Eat it, build with it. There's all kinds of they're making hemp blocks.
And you can fabrics too.
Yeah, of course fabrics. And I hope they can make them a little less coarse. The hemp fabrics I've seen over time are, you know, they could double as a burlap bag.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, that's just my two cents. I just think it's ridiculous. This country is so. People have allowed all this stuff to happen, or rights have eroded away, and I try to tell the young people about it, but they just kind of look at you glazed eyes.
Thanks so much for the call, Laura.
Okay, thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm just trying to imagine that commercial of, you know, like, well, nothing refreshes Jedediah and Ezekiel more after a long day of using their feet wheels than the dew of the mountain.
They'll take pictures. I know that much. So you could have them in a commercial. There's no doubt about it.
You're not a digital camera.
A good friend of mine was raised Old Order Amish, and he decided to leave the community. And it's not easy when you don't have. I mean, it's not like young people in the Amish communities make a lot of money, and so getting out of there, difficult. Once you have made money, you've got roots, you've got a wife, you've got, you know, three kids because you're not using protection or whatever it is, and you're not leaving.
Right.
So it was difficult for him to go, but he managed to pull it off and get out of the Amish community. But, you know, I mean, it's a funny group that we have a lot of positive thoughts for because they're hardworking folks. Mm-hmm. So they
wonderful furniture.
Yeah, they make good furniture. You know, they work hard and you really can't say too much bad about
sure
them.
Sure can raise a barn.
There's always that. And in Sarasota, Florida, where there was a period of time when they were doing most of the building.
Right.
And if you buy a house that's built in that time frame, you've bought a real good house.
Yeah.
So in there's always these clues. There's only a few Amish last names. There's Yoder, Gingrich. What are some of the others? Troyer.
I don't know. Yeah.
Schwarzentruber. Graber. I mean, there's very few of them, and they're all these obviously German names, people mm-hmm. that came over, Anabaptists who didn't believe that you should be baptized until you were an adult. And, of course, they had to be killed for that. And, you know, this is what happened with so many religious groups at that time. They came over here to get away. William Penn wrote a letter. He had Pennsylvania. It was all about religious freedom. Said, hey, if you're having trouble with getting massacred out there by the Germans or whatever, you know, I mean, some precursor to a German empire at that time, why don't you come over here? And so they did. They sent over a few to check it out. And they're like, yeah. Good. And they decided it was a good place, so they settled down. And interestingly, these were the Mennonites, but the Amish were sort of a spinoff. They decided that some of the Mennonites were just getting too radical, so they had to spin off and be with it. A lot of people think the Amish are the originals, but the Mennonites are the originals, and the Amish are a spinoff of that. And with Mennonites, you never know. It's a much wider spectrum. Some Mennonites drive cars. You would know no difference except maybe the last name. Other Mennonites are even more conservative than Old Order Amish.
Right.
So you never know. There's a group of Mennonites that's in, I believe, northern Kentucky that was having a lot of problems over dealing with the Kentucky government. They didn't want to put that reflective triangle on the back of the buggy,
right?
Because the triangle to them is a religious, they believe in the Trinity. They're Trinitarians,
right?
And so they didn't want this thing on the back of the vehicle. So there was a big kerfuffle. They weren't going to do it. The Schwarzentruber Amish or Schwarzentruber Mennonite.
They just put it like a reflective square or a reflective circle or some other shape.
You'd think that you could make it.
Of course, the government probably, you can't do that. It has to be a triangle.
They were willing to put reflective tape on the back of their buggy, but the government wanted the triangle.
Yeah.
And so they were throwing
them in jail. You better respect our Ford.
And God bless the Amish. They're not willing to give up.
Right.
They're not going, to them, their treasure's in heaven.
Right.
Screw you people.
Right,
all your
stuff.
I live in a barn with no electricity. What are you going to do to me? I cut my hair with a bowl. I'm not going down like a chump. And so they just wouldn't do it. And there's no harder heads in the world than Amish heads. So anyway. I think they're very interesting folks to look at. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.